right, time to take a deep cleansing breath and time for a road trip or two and make our way around Michigan with a guy who's got a few sticks and burrs and in his hair and his beard and wherever else. But there's always time for a beer and a burger, right? There's always that. And it's brought to you by Muskox, Michigan-made men's adventure wear. Look, everybody, it's Ron Rademacher stumbling through the door, a storyteller, a writer, an author, a speaker, a guy who just, well, he gets out there and he gets it done. Ron, welcome to it.
So good to hear from you, Steve. How are you?
For a man in my condition.
For a man in your condition, exactly. Yeah. Hey, listen, I got a shout-out I got to do. Some of the listeners came by my Michigan Back Roads booth at the Apples and Barbecue Festival in Silver Lake last weekend. So it was good to see them. And I have to tell you, say that the organizers of that event know what they're doing. As the sun was coming up over the trees, they started things off with a young lady doing a solo rendition of the national anthem.
Wow.
It was sensational.
How cool is
Everybody
that?
Everybody stopped, faced to where the sound was coming up. It was just so well done. And then I can't tell you how many people came out. So the organizers did a great job.
Well, that's cool. Guy, yeah, that's a good shout out.
Yeah, I can't wait to go back to that one. So, so road trips. Hey, listen, I know that you managed to make it to Clyde's recently.
I did. I loved it.
And I should have mentioned to you that you I don't know when the last time you've done it, but people tend to miss this. Color time is coming. And one of the great views in the entire Upper Peninsula is from atop Castle Rock.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, if you've not done it or you haven't done it in a few years, they stay open for color time. And you can see, Mackinac Island and the entire Leschenal region from up on top of that rock. It's 195 feet above the water at the top.
Wow. And that's right there, not far from Clyde's.
No, it's just at the very north end of St. Ignace. So even on just a quick day trip, if you can't make it out to where the mountains are in the western part of the state, you've got a mountain sitting right there. And I haven't been up on top in a while, but it is terrific. And then, of course, you can take a selfie at the base there with Paul Bunyan and Babe the Blue Ox.
Good old Michigan is a must. I mean, that's a must.
It's a must. Yeah, you got to have that. In fact, there's a rumor that that shirt that Paul Bunyan was wearing was used as a model for one of the shirts at Muskox now.
It's possible. Yeah, so, Muskox. Yeah, you got it.
You're going to want those out as the temperatures are beginning to cool up north.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Anyhow, well, that's a good spot. I was just there. I looked at it and thought, I should do that. And then I thought, With a Clyde's burger in my belly, I wasn't sure I could make three steps.
Well, there is that. It could have taken me a while to get up there.
Yeah.
You could have rolled back down. There was some extra groomer you could have rolled back down.
Yeah, it could have bounced me right down the street. But I don't bounce the way I used to, I can tell you that.
We all got that.
Yeah. So what else we got this week, Ronnie?
Well, while we're up in the Upper Peninsula, I'll just mention that if you are going on a color tour out toward the Porkies and you wanted to take up backpacking, Porcupine Mountains Wilderness State Park does have an intermediate backpacking class that they're offering coming up this weekend. I believe it's a 3-day event. So I'm not much of a backpacker anymore. I've got my backpack consists of a 12-pack and some jerky. But if you want to get it, it's a very popular sport. More and more people are doing it. So they'll show you the way to do it. You'll get a chance to see what it's really like in the wilderness.
Well, that's cool. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I got one here just for you, Steve.
All right, well, I'm good for that
Holland, Michigan, not far away. The Rock Mineral and Jewelry Show is coming up at the Soccer Sportsplex, and it's rumored that there will be fossils.
Fossils, I mean, besides you and I.
Yes, besides you and I.
I mean,
so
to be fair,
rock hounds, that's going on in Holland. So the bird watchers, the songbird migration, fall songbirds, they have a whole thing set up down in Kensington Metro Park down in Milford. So those guys really make great use of that Metro Park. And this is a good – I've been to this event, and it's a good one if you're into bird watching. The birds are migrating.
Well, I like that a lot. A couple of kids keep asking, is it goose season? It is. I'll get to that. Goose, is it goose? Yeah, it is. It's open.
Yeah, it's open, and the geese are on the move. Mostly headed south.
Well, that's right. But some of them never leave. They're non-migratory, as you know. Ask any golf course owner. They'll tell you how happy they are with all the geese that are hanging out.
Yeah, they're thrilled. Wonderful.
Thrilled with that, yeah.
So then another great event that's happening. It's only about it's going to run for about 2 weeks. Art Prize is here
in
Grand Rapids.
Yeah.
And so you see some very special stuff. They have a slightly different format from years ago, but they still have great installations all over town. It goes on for 2 weeks, gives you a chance to see what some of the great artists around are doing. And a lot of these are people who have not been recognized before. So if you're going to be in the Grand Rapids area, go to the website. It's got all the information you need right there. Very cool.
Huh. All right. I like it.
There's just all kinds of stuff going on.
Yeah, you got it. You still got a minute left here. You're doing all right.
Well, then for us old guys who can remember.
Old guys who can remember. Remember what?
Ford Model A's. The Ford Model A.
Yeah,
Hickory Corners, the town of Hickory Corners. That's where the Gilmore Car Museum is located. I've mentioned it before. Fantastic facility. And this weekend only, Ford Model A days. They're going to bring out all the vintage Model A's. So I imagine someone will be running. Usually they have some of these where you can take a ride. I'm not sure this weekend. But if you are, that's going to be an open-air car. So wear a muskox because it could be breezy. You know?
Yeah, there you go. All right. Model A. I want to hear about one other thing. Because unless I was, out to lunch, I missed the Festival of the Forks, and I've only got a second.
Oh, I can't believe I overlooked it. Yeah, one of our favorite places, Albion. Festival of the Forks, they celebrate their heritage down there. It takes place at the Forks of the Two Rivers. Food, music, carnival, parade, everything you want. And, they have a great brewery there, too.
MichiganBackroads.com, MichiganBackroads.com, MichiganBackroads.com. That's where you'll find this guy stumbling along, Ron Rademacher. Give him a ride. He might want a cold beer and a burger, but he'll be all right. MichiganBackroads.com. Ron, thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Bye-bye.